Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
All right. So, huge debacle, huge fiasco, the underpinnings of which have resonated through not just our universe, the Mates universe, but the podcast world.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that could happen to anybody, but it happened to us.
And that's
fine. Fine. We'll take the bullet on this one. We need to, the podcasting world in general, hopefully we'll learn how to dodge a bullet based on our experience.
We had an extremely negative thing happen to us. And instead of folding inward, cowering, and giving up, we decided...
And I wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. You cowered.
That was my first instinct.
You took off your pants. You huddled naked on the floor. Well, pantsless, let's be honest. Naked on the floor, pantsless. And you said... And I'll never forget these three words you said. I give up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clear to me that you, I thought, were trying to give up.
Yeah, in that moment where I was huddled, naked, well, pantsless, on the floor, and I said, I give up.
I'll never forget those three words. You said, I give up.
In that order.
Mm-hmm.
What I was trying to communicate was, I give up.
Then we were on the same page because that's what I took from it.
Yep.
I listened to it. I thought completing the picture, you needed somebody spraying water. I got a garden hose. I sprayed water on you. It just seemed like you needed to be shivering.
Yeah, I was.
After I sprayed you with cold water.
Yeah.
And at that point, you said four words. And they're burned on my brain. You said, Tom, I give up.
Mm-hmm.
I took that to mean you were giving up.
Yes, but the difference is that I was speaking directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was more of an overall existential giving up, a kind of surrendering to the universe. The second was really directed at you and saying, essentially, put me out of my misery.
You at first, it was just a general take on your situation, but it then evolved into something specific.
Yeah.
Almost a request.
Yeah. It was. If I could have phrased it differently, it would have been also four words, but they would have been, Tom, kill me now.
Right. And I responded, as a good friend does, when you're in a very difficult situation and clearly your friend needs someone to lean on, needs to be pulled out of his misery. I responded, and this is our relationship. I looked you dead in the eye. I said three words, fine, give up.
And that was the difference. That's what turned it around for me. In that moment, when I saw in your eyes that not only had I given up, but you gave up on me.
Mm-hmm. I was ready to abandon you.
Something clicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and this wasn't directed at me. It was directed at at our viewers, and I know they're not viewers, and to all podcasters out there, it was this. I can't give up. I cannot give up. My thoughts went to the play Waiting for Gandalf. I can't go on. I can't go on. I can't go on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go on. That's where I was.
Right. That's when they're about to cross into Middle Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And Godot says to the Hobbit,
right,
I'll kill you with a spear to the ear.
Yes.
And he says, you won't.
Right.
And then, goes on.
And then he goes on.
And goes on. Yeah. So the lesson, folks, if you're watching us from your home, and it's unclear whether you are watching us or not. But we were faced with the biggest setback that Mates has ever encountered.
Even bigger than losing all of our money.
Even bigger than European being set on fire and mm-hmm. tortured.
Yep.
We haven't talked about that too much.
Well, it's a delicate time for negotiations with the people who have him. So let's move on from
that. Right. We promised not to talk about him being tortured and burned.
Right.
We said we wouldn't.
And we're not going
to. So we said to ourselves, biggest setback, well, you know what this is? A defining moment. Now, it is, in the words of our president, in my opinion, a teaching moment.
Mm-hmm.
If a white officer bursts in to a black professor's home
mm-hmm.
and hauls him out of his house and chains him and puts him in cuffs, takes him to the station.
I don't think this is exactly how it happened, but okay.
That's a teaching moment.
A teachable moment. Yeah, okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Some people want to interpret that as a teaching moment.
It's not exactly how it happened, and it's not even that relevant.
If at gunpoint,
yes,
you pull someone out of their house,
yes,
of any race, and you handcuff them, that's a teaching moment. If I smack you as hard as I can and break your nose into smithereens, it's a teaching moment.
If I
take a machete to a swath of innocent nuns.
Right.
Teaching moment. Teaching moment. If I drop
a
massive bomb,
right.
Okay, on a small country, if I decide to strafe Guam with drones, teaching moment.
What?
Teaching moment.
I don't know that the two things are comparable, Tom.
If I decide, Tom, you've had
many, many examples of increasing horribleness.
How do you see it that way?
I'm
just trying to explain what a teaching moment is to the viewers.
I understand.
And look, I know they're not viewers.
I think it's just a moment in which a lesson can be gleaned.
A teaching moment, in other words.
Very good.
So we had a massive setback, Magic, and instead of cowering inward, we decided, well, what can we tell people? Here's what we can tell people. In today's world, in the age of technology, there are going to be challenges. And sometimes the mastery of technology, it's an age-old problem. It's Orwellian. You have trouble with the technology. You invented it. You are the one that must overcome it. Now, in our instance, Magic, we want to show the podcasters out there, hey, listen, you think it's simple to hit a button? It is.
Mm-hmm.
Might you fuck it up?
You might.
We did.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Lost a podcast.
Lost a podcast.
Lost an entire Mates podcast.
And instead of taking off our pants and showering each other with a hose, we decided to use it as a teaching moment,
mm-hmm.
as our president might say, and tell not just the podcasters out there, but anybody that deals with technology, save your work.
Yeah.
Double check your technology.
Yeah.
If I'm in the shuttle, Magic.
The shuttle?
If I'm in the shuttle.
Which shuttle?
You know, at Cape Canaveral.
Uh-huh, that shuttle.
If I'm sitting in the shuttle.
No, I meant specifically which shuttle.
You know, I've always had a soft spot for, I like the Columbia, I like the Mercury, I like the Apollo.
Yeah, those aren't shuttles.
Those aren't shuttles.
Yeah, Columbia once blew up.
I know, Columbia blew up.
Yeah. Discovery.
Let's go Discovery.
Yeah.
So if I'm in Discovery.
Yeah, good shuttle.
I don't want you. Yeah. Good, not great.
Well.
There's no great shuttle.
You know what, Discovery's got?
Tell me.
The good stereo.
Yeah, it's got a good sound system.
Best stereo.
So that's something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go Discovery. There's no great shuttle. Otherwise, they wouldn't be scrapping the program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If there was a great shuttle, they could, hey, let's pop off to Mars. No problem. Anyway, if I'm in there, I don't want someone going, yeah, we checked it yesterday. It's fine. If they're about to hit the button, you know, that fires those booster rockets.
Yep.
Right? And shoots me up there. I want...
You know what that button is labeled, right?
Do not touch?
Nope.
The LEM, like Kevin Bacon in Apollo?
Nope.
What?
Go.
Oh, go. The go button.
The go button.
I want to make sure that if they're going to hit the go button, they're not going to miss hit. Much as we miss hit.
Mm-hmm.
And lost our podcast. The podcast, for the viewers, please tell them.
Podcast is Mates. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. Welcome, everybody.
With my friend Michael Ian.
My friend Tom Cavanaugh.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. Snacks.
This is the podcast where each week we pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack.
And occasionally record a snack.
More than not, we record the snack.
It's our first misstep. I blame Ian. It's a difficult thing to blame him, given the fact that he's being held hostage somewhere else in the world. We're not going to talk about that. We agreed not to talk about that.
And just for his sake, for everybody's sake, we shouldn't talk about it.
But we do blame him.
Well, sure. He's not here.
Yeah.
Hasn't been here for months.
Still his fault that we didn't get a podcast out last week.
This week, I think we begin with an apology. We're sorry. We're sorry to our viewers. I know they're not viewers. We're sorry to especially the people at Kettle Chips. Last week, we devoured
Kettle Chips. Kettle Chips.
I can't.
Yeah, it's hard to muster the enthusiasm because we did it genuinely last week.
Yeah.
Kettle Chips.
Let's just do a quick recap.
We need to at least give them their due because, my Lord, they you know, things are, in hindsight, tend to take on a rosy glow, but we both agree. They blew our socks off last week.
They did a great job.
We were not anticipating such a great outing, and the Kettle Chips exceeded expectations on just about every level.
Do you remember? Now, we tasted about 5 different flavors. Do you remember your rating?
I remember mine. Do you remember yours?
I think I was 7.5.
You are full of shit.
What was I?
9.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
There's no way I was a 9.
Yeah, you were.
Was I?
Yeah, you were a 9.
A 9?
You went crazy.
No, you were a 9.
I'm telling you, you were a 9.
I think it was maybe 8.
No, you were a 9. I was 8.5.
I went higher than you? I thought I went lower than you. All right. I'll take your word for it.
Absolutely.
But regardless, we enjoyed the Kettle very much, and we apologize to the people at Kettle Chips because they deserve better than we gave them.
Their flavors were actually the flavors they professed to be. In other words, what they put on the bag was actually the flavor inside the bag. You singled it out with the...
New York or Manhattan cheddar cheese.
I think it was New York...
It was either Manhattan or New York cheddar cheese.
Right.
Now, the remarkable thing about the Kettle Chip was, unlike so many other cheese-flavored snack products, in fact, unlike all other cheese-flavored snack products, the cheese on the Kettle brand cheddar cheese potato chips tasted like cheese.
Yeah.
Not the flavor of cheese, not cheese flavoring or cheese food. It tasted like cheese. Recognizably cheese.
Yeah, not some salty orange... thing,
which is also
paste,
delicious.
Powder, which is also delicious.
But isn't cheese.
The New York cheddar chip tasted like cheese. We were stunned.
It was a remarkable achievement in snack food technology.
A remarkable achievement.
Well, no, it was an achievement, because achievement isn't a word. That's not a word.
Achievement.
I can only go with you so far.
Okay.
And then you cross a line and you just crossed it.
Achievement.
Stop
what an
it.
Achievement. Shouldn't that be the cheese awards? Shouldn't those be called the achievements?
You know what, Tom?
Achievement. We also like the fact that the jalapeno tasted like jalapeno. We took some points off for the ridges. We weren't crazy about the ridges. Our favorite seemed to be the salt and pepper. We love
flavor it.
That's stupid.
Why would you do that?
That's dumb. Flavor it. Achievement.
That's stupid.
What? So, segueing into this week.
Good afternoon. My name is...
Well done, Kettle Chips. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, just interrupt me. Segue to this week,
no,
and then
did.
I do it, and then you fucking interrupt me like a dickhead.
All right. Segue into this week.
Good afternoon. My name is...
Well done, Kettle Chips.
I knew you were going to do it, and it wasn't even going to be funny. And I still let you do it, even though I knew it wasn't going to be funny.
My apologies.
That's how much I value our friendship, that I let you fuck up my podcast for your stupid joke. Fuck you. You fucked up the podcast last week, and you fucked it up this week.
It's our podcast, but fine. You should have hit the red button last week. Anyway, go ahead. Segue into this week. My apologies. I'm not going to do it, just so you know. We'll go right. We've lost some momentum, and... Now let's gather our momentum. Okay? Segway.
Good afternoon.
The Kettle Chips. They did great, though. Let's just get that out there, and then we'll go into the next week.
I'm not even going to respond. Everybody knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going to do it. You did it. It provided no satisfaction for anybody. Nobody enjoyed it.
I think some.
Good afternoon. My name is Nick Guerrico. And if you haven't purged Zapp's potato chips yet, please do so immediately. The necessary equipment is included. This is from Nick Guerrico.
Is he a kettle chips guy?
I don't know.
Boom. What?
Nick sent us. Nick is unaffiliated, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, this is not a little Joey Hodges thing.
No, now often, occasionally, as we did with kettle chips, we receive boxes in the mail from companies telling us,
right,
please try our products. And we always think, well, this is a very brave thing for you to do, because we very well may rip it a new snack asshole.
Snackhole.
That one's very
snackhole.
Snackhole.
Yeah.
That one's very good.
So we agree
good.
On snackhole.
That one we got.
Okay.
Nick, who's just a viewer, and look, I don't even need to get into that, sent us apparently a box of assorted potato chips from Zapp's. Now, we are
Zapp's.
Doing...
Zapp's.
May I?
Please.
May I?
Please.
May I?
You may. Zapp's.
I want to acknowledge that we're going back-to-back potato chips because we lost kettle chips last week, so we're going potato chips this week.
Well, it's no accident.
It's not an accident at all. Like all things, it is by design.
It's not a snack-cident. That's okay.
I'll take it.
Snack-cident.
I'll take it.
Not bad. Can I tell you one of my favorite things about Nick's note?
Yeah.
He begins at good afternoon.
Now, listen to this. This is relevant. He has a suggestion, which I'm not going to take, but I'm glad he's thinking about it.
Listen, folks, your suggestions...
Keep them to yourselves.
Yeah, I think so.
Jerks.
Well, I don't know about jerks.
Well, that's what it sounded like you were thinking.
No. They're mateys to me. But look, here's the thing. You and I... Well, I guess in truth, if we were to scroll back down through the podcast, we have taken some suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
European was a suggestion.
Yes, it was. His suggestion is to add a little bit more context to the rating system. I'm not going to get into it. This is scrawled with mathematical equations,
mm-hmm,
that he's written down, and I did
cosine?
The math.
Cosine?
Oh yeah, the one cosine is one of them.
Taylor polynomial series.
That was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a Fibonacci series in here.
Oh my goodness!
So Nick's suggestion is to add something to the PER system, which as you know is perfect. Pick, eat, rate. He suggests adding verify. Making it the PERV system. And the verify would be, as a way of further refining the ratings, when you have 1 to 10, you put some context in it. So if I say I give kettle chips a 7 and I give Zapp's a 7.5, he wants to know, on the continuum, do I prefer... Or let's say they both get a 7.5. He wants a further gradation, I think, of... Do I prefer the Zapp's to the kettle to the Zapp's? He wants to place the snacks in a larger continuum of snacks so that if it graphically represented, you would see which snacks we absolutely hate and all the way up to which ones we absolutely love. And you would see, in order of preference, which ones we like best. It's not a bad idea. It requires a lot of work, which he volunteered to do.
Mm.
But
too much work.
Too much.
We're not doing that.
That's not the name of the
game. That's not our thing.
No, our thing is snacks and women.
Respect for women.
Respect exactly.
Our thing is, look, we are a snack podcast.
That's what we do.
And we do the snack podcast. But our thing, our platform,
respect for women. So I've got a box of assorted Zapp's potato chips. I pulled out the bright orange.
Regular flavor.
Regular flavor.
Regular flavor.
Regular flavor.
Regular flavor.
Yeah,
it's just regular.
It's just a regular.
Bow, bow.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Now, I don't know Zapp's as a brand. They're from Louisiana.
Well, right there. You gotta go, there must be frying these things. I mean, a Louisiana potato chip. Folks out there, viewers, look, we know you're not viewers. Have you had yourself some Zapp's? Be interesting to see what the ratio is of the mateys that have versus haven't.
I'm assuming Zapp's is a regional brand, and I'm telling you right now.
It is, and here, let me tell you a little something why you think it is. It's Ron and Ann Zapp.
Oh.
Right there, I'm inclined to like them more.
You're rooting for them.
I am. They've taken the E out of their last name, too. It's like, say your name was Schwartz, and you change it to Black.
Uh-huh.
These guys, see that? Zappy.
It was Z-A-P-P.
They take an E and now it's Z. I mean, smart marketing decision.
Yeah.
You might want to just put one P in there.
No, the two P's good.
Oh, you like that. Well, here's what it says. Little Chipperine Grammar.
The second P is for potato.
Okay. I don't mind that, old boy. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do, old boy? That my Norland accent. You were just there. The little chippery and Gramercy, it says. Okay, I'll read it to you. Zapp's potato chips are kettle cooked. Kettle cooked! Those guys. We never knew you. Those guys just sitting back there going, Zapp's gets a full podcast, and you yo-yos can't hit a stupid button, and we, a national brand, don't get a podcast?
Listen
you
to me.
Idiots.
Listen to
you
me.
Fucking no good, incompetent podunks.
I want to address the people at Kettle right out of the gate. Kettle? I had the regular flavor Zapp. Regular flavor Zapp, you are no Kettle.
Okay. Okay.
So, Kettle, you're already winning this particular fight.
All right. Okay. Kettle's sitting back down in their chair.
Right. They're calming
down. They jumped out of their chair. They're, all right. Their arms are still crossed.
Oh, they're pissed.
But they're sitting back down.
They're pissed. They have every right to be pissed.
They're like, we'll see what they do. Uh-huh. They're listening intently. Zapp's potato chips are kettle cooked one batch at a time in our custom designed fryers. Whatever. This process combined with premium ingredients results in a crunchier, tastier potato chip. So they're saying that our custom designed fryers, this process combined with premium ingredients, not forget premium ingredients, results in a crunchier, tastier potato chip, which we hope you will prefer. They're not foisting. I like that. We thank you for buying our product. Also like that. And now, here's a little bit of New Orleans. Enjoy. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll.
Oh, okay.
Ron and Ann Zapp. Enjoy great tasting Zapps anywhere in the USA. I dispute that.
Well, here we are.
Well, but thanks to Nick.
Well, yeah. But are we enjoying them?
Are we in the USA?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
On both counts, yes.
So you can enjoy them in one place in the USA.
You can just order them, which is apparently what Dick did. Thank you, Nick.
Here's where it is, folks. I'm going to give these guys a little plug. Zapps potato chips. Now, I don't like this highway thing at all. 307 East Airline Highway, Gramercy, Louisiana.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, yeah, but
I don't want to be on an airline.
But
highway.
If you want to order them, you go to 1-800-HOT-CHIP.
Yeah, no. You go to www.zapps.com.
Or you go to 1-800-HOT-CHIP.
Or you go to www. All right, so.
Try the damn chip.
I will. It's original Cajun kettle recipe. So it's Cajun. They're hanging their hat a little bit on the Louisiana thing, which you have to do. Zapps. I'm really curious about the people down there at the Mardi Gras taking off their shirts, throwing beads around. Are they munching on Zapps?
I didn't see any. Now, you know, I was just there. I was just there for Fat Tuesday. I saw a lot of boobies. I saw a lot of beads. I didn't see any Zapps. But I wasn't looking for Zapps.
Bears are being... I'm recalling this now. I don't think this was an earlier podcast. This was the Kettle Chip podcast when I was asking about Louisiana.
Yeah?
And New Orleans. And asking about what you did. You had a guy from the balcony who was staring balefully at you, just kind of, and that was the guy that you chose to throw the beads at.
Well, I was standing up on the balcony with a bunch of other people throwing beads, and you know, and at Mardi Gras, the way you get beads down on the street is you cheer and you wave and you do whatever, and a lot of the ladies, they lift up their shirts and show their boobies. Well, there was a guy, probably 45, 50 years old, Asian gentleman, just sort of staring plaintively at me, plaintively up at me from the street.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, he had no tools. Right. He had no way to get beads other than to be as sad and baleful, as you say, as a human being could be. And that was my guy.
That was your guy.
I just dumped
beads on
him.
So instead of throwing it at the ladies,
no,
you kept tossing to that guy. And what was interesting about this, as I recall, there wasn't any joyous thanks.
Nope.
There was almost like a predetermined, this is how this should be.
Well, you know.
He wasn't grateful.
Not at all. No. It was
you
like,
keep throwing this guy.
And he's taking them.
Beads. But he doesn't seem. There's no overt sign of gratitude.
Last night, Martha says to me, and this is my wife, you got to make dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. I say, fine. And so for me, making dinner means 5 minutes before she's due to get home, I run out to the grocery store, get a fully cooked rotisserie chicken, bring it home, and I cook some asparagus and couscous, whatever. Rotisserie chicken, as you probably know, is delicious for humans and dogs alike. After the meal, we've got some scraps. My dog is staring at me, looking for the scraps. Mm-hmm. I give the dog some scraps. There's no acknowledgement. There's no thanks. When she's done with the chicken fat that I give her, she looks at me for some more. That's what the guy was doing.
Right.
Same exact
but
thing.
But I mean, I know your dog. Your dog probably has at least some joyousness in the receiving of the of the chicken.
Not really. I mean, my dog knows joy, but when there's chicken skin and scraps to be
right,
had,
okay.
it's the dog's on single-minded.
Got it.
That's what my fellow was like.
That's what your fellow was like in the streets.
In New Orleans. Yeah, just giving me essentially puppy dog eyes. Just without any of the cuteness.
And knowing
no
you,
cuteness.
I love the fact that you're like, I'll be giving all my beads to this
guy. Oh, yeah,
guy.
That was my guy.
Yeah, that was your guy.
Now, how do you enjoy the zaps?
Well, what's funny is I took a bite. You know that phrase, you've probably never heard this phrase, and the viewers probably never heard, but there's a phrase out there, and sometimes in show business, mm-hmm. I like to use this phrase. It's called tough act to follow.
Uh-huh.
Right? Say you know, there's this great television show called Two and a Half Men. I mean, just hilarious show.
Love it. I've probably seen every episode.
But if you're the show that follows it, it's a tough act to follow.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because the first act, and what you're talking about is the first half of Two and a Half.
No. That's where people make a mistake. They think I'm talking about the actual acts of a show. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the show itself. Consider the show itself.
Oh, so it's a tough show to follow.
Say
it's a tough TV show to follow.
Say you as a comedian mm-hmm. have to follow any magician on
it.
Any cruise
forget
line
it.
Anywhere. That magician
is a tough magician
act,
to follow.
No, a tough act to follow.
Well, he's not acting.
Well, he has a magic act.
Right, a tough so, magic act.
Yeah, but you
to
wouldn't
follow.
Say magic. You just get rid of the
specificity. Well, you call me magic.
I call you magic.
Tough
but,
magic.
But if I was
act to follow.
But you're not that great as an act, so I wouldn't call you a tough act to follow.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
Like, say I went out and say I was stripping.
Right.
Right. And say I was in Vegas.
Yeah.
And say I had no money.
Right.
And say I was trying to get home.
Okay.
And saying I was like messed up on drugs.
Yep.
Saying I tried a little bit of meth and then I'd gotten addicted to it.
Yep.
And I couldn't get home. I just spent all my money on it. My eyes were bleary and dark ringed and I had sores all over my body.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought, well, I'll strip and try and make some money.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And I just was trying anything I could to get home, to get that Greyhound bus out of Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was just lying on the floor in pools of my own vomit and thought, well, I'll just drag myself up and I'll strip to earn money.
Yeah.
And say the person I was that was stripping before me mm-hmm. was Tim Tebow.
Whew.
Tough act to follow.
Yeah. Tough professional football player, stripper to follow.
Yeah. No, tough act, you would say. You wouldn't say professional football player.
Well, isn't that what he does?
You're right that he is. You're right that he is.
And he's stripping. That's why I threw in the stripper part.
Yeah, but he seems like...
And I don't think Tim Tebow would be stripping anyway. The guy is very conservative, I think.
This is why he's a tough act to follow, because people are going to flock to see that guy strip, because they don't expect it.
Right. Tough Christian football player stripper.
Yeah, but you wouldn't really say tough Christian.
Well, I think it's relevant. Because
you just said
that's why people would want to see it.
But I'm generally...
You just said it.
But the phrase itself is kind of a blanket phrase for when there's a tough act to follow.
If he's got a blanket, he's not stripping.
So zaps, not bad, no kettle chips.
That's the thing.
But here's the thing. They're throwing out some really good flavors of kettle chips. We love their, and I'm loath to open the bag. Michael has a bag of cracked pepper and sea salt.
Now, what Zapp's has that kettle didn't is they've got some unusual flavors, or at least.
Well, they got Cajun dill gator taters. That's
like,
going to be something.
Well, this one I'm saving. Spicy Cajun craw taters.
That's going to be, if I'm getting Zapp's, I'm going to take a shot that's what I'm going to pick
up. Oh, yeah. Zaps should be hanging their hat on the Cajun craw taters.
Because the cracked pepper and sea salt, I'm just going to pick up some kettle. I mean, not bad.
Not bad.
But remember the kettle mm-hmm. just, the pepper just,
yeah,
the
exploded.
Pepper powder exploded in your mouth.
It wasn't pepper powder.
No, it was pepper.
It was pepper.
They're not effing around over there.
Look.
Zaps, don't get us wrong. We appreciate you. We like you. These are good.
That is a good potato chip.
Yeah.
It's not a great potato chip. It's a solid...
It's a good potato chip. Mm-hmm. This, I took three more bites of the cracked pepper. I mean, I guess it's just my inclination to like cracked pepper.
Sure.
But I like this potato chip.
It's a good potato chip, but I'm telling you, it doesn't hold a candle to kettle.
But they're saying, screw you guys! Why do we have to follow kettle?
Because you're part of the entire snack universe.
That's right.
At some point, we were going to get to you, and per the perv system, we got to rank you on a continuum, and unfortunately, you're coming up a little short. Not bad.
Let's give them some love. Let's pull out, what else we got? Hotter and hot jalapeno.
Well, the thing about the jalapeno from kettle...
Well, I would never want to follow the jalapeno.
That's what I'm saying. So you want to really...
Remember the afterbite?
The jalapeno kettle was fantastic because it was like
they had thrown jalapeno peppers in there.
Well, do you remember it had a little flame on the back? And we thought to ourselves, well, you know...
We've seen that before.
Yep, and a lot of times it comes up short. What kettle did is you bite it, you go, yeah, it's coming up short.
Yeah.
Boom, second later...
Yeah.
House of Fire, friend.
That was the great thing about them. Was like they, like a true pepper, you took a bite and you're like, yes, no, it's hot. All right, so you want to try that, hotter and hot?
Zapp's is hotter and hot jalapeno. And I'll tell you, I got a big whiff of jalapeno when I opened it.
What I do like about the Zapp's is this looks like an old school bag, you know? There's not new school marketing with all sorts of pictures on it. It's, folks, it just says Zapp's up front and then it's got the kind of a barbershop motif, stripes. At the bottom. I like this. This looks like it could be done in the 50s.
Yeah, good simple packaging.
Simple packaging. Hats off to you for that, Zapps. Okay, you got your hotter and hot jalapeno. We'll see if it's hotter than hot.
Well, it's hot. It's not hotter than hot. And I'll tell you, I'm getting a lot more salt flavor than jalapeno flavor. What do you think?
It's hot. I agree.
But it's not very flavorful, right?
It's hot, but not that flavorful.
It's like they dumped hot sauce on it as opposed to jalapeno.
Yeah. We apologize that we keep coming back to the kettle. The kettle jalapeno was jalapeno. The kettle cheese was cheese. The salt and pepper was pepper.
I do feel bad for Zapp's because they got a bad draw.
Yeah, they got a bad draw. They got an awful draw. They're sitting in there at the, you know, at the 14. And then they have to play a 3. And it's really difficult.
I don't understand what that means.
It doesn't matter. By the time I explain to you... Okay, you know what? Let's try and... It's a March Madness term. It's a basketball term. Okay,
how's Baylor doing?
Baylor... Did you like Baylor? The Baylor Bears and their neon uniforms? They're out.
Oh. I had Baylor to win it all. I had either Baylor or Juilliard to win it all. How's Juilliard doing?
Juilliard's still in the hunt.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to do? You want to go to the...
I want to give them their due somehow. And
Crotator.
So,
I mean, you got to go to their signature.
Let's go salt and vinegar first.
Here's my thinking. And if you disagree...
I think we should save the Crotator to last and Gator-tater it up right now.
The reason I'm thinking go to Crotator, because I really want to give Zapps a shot. And I'm concerned that even if I start to feel a little full, mm-hmm. maybe my enjoyment of Crotators won't be as strong. Like, I just feel like at this point, Zapps, I feel like you got to swing for the fences, friend.
Tee it up.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. You say you should swing for the fences?
No. How did you hear that?
I don't know. I just interpreted it that way. What do you got?
Well, there's not a lot of odor to it.
In fact, is whatever it is, it's semi-musty. Laissez les bon temps rouler.
It's dusted in something kind of red and black.
So spicy Cajun crawtaters. Like that's going to taste like crawfish or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a hint.
Like a crawfish boil that you would, what do you call that when you, a rub.
A rub.
A rub. Oh, that's a good name for something, right?
Yeah, because it describes what it is. It's got a hint of the bayou in it, but.
You got a hint of the bayou in there.
But, I don't know. I feel like Zapps. He's spending a lot of time.
The spicy Cajun crawtater is not that spicy.
Not spicy at all.
Got a bit of Cajun in there, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Pop open the Gator Taters.
Now, these are the Cajun Dill Gator Taters.
which I don't think is different from dill anywhere else in the world.
Probably not.
But maybe that will be. Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised.
The relationship between dill pickle and gator is lost on me a little bit.
Yeah. I assume maybe it's something to do with...
The color green?
Exactly right. But Cajun dill? Gator taters?
All right, so... I mean... The switchboard here, at least worldwide, is blowing up.
Yeah, I love that. What do you think about the Cajun dill?
So my expectations for Zapps have kind of gone down. So I think I kind of like
the dill
maybe more than I thought I would.
Well, here's why. I like the dill, and I'll tell you why. It's got... it's spiked with actual dill flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our criticisms was like, get the flavor in there, boys.
Right.
You know? Stop watching the golf... And throw in an extra bag of jalapeno or dill.
Looks like Tiger's going to birdie.
Tiger done be in there pumping up with all them chicks from the pornos. What do we got here? Not bad.
Yeah, it might be... I'm sure it's my favorite so far of the lot. It holds its own as a dill. But it's not that flavorful. Zapps, I think, if you're trading on Cajun... You got to have extra flavor. You got to be just going gangbusters.
If I hear Cajun in front of everything, I want it to be significant.
You want it to be spicy?
Cajun sex. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Cajun sauce. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Cajun shoes. Great. Wow.
Yeah, I'm picturing lizard cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Cajun shoes.
Cajun shoes. Absolutely.
But
yeah. Cajun anything, you got to bring it, I feel. It's... The thing about Cajun, the term Cajun, it is not, and nor should it be, associated with subtlety.
No.
They don't want, hey, you don't talk, but you don't get Creole, you don't get Cajun. It's not, subtlety is not their thing.
No, it's flamboyant. It's excessive. It's spicy. It's festive.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Zapps are fun enough.
You know what? They're hanging out in the bayou fun. They're
which
in a boat.
Is, in fairness, that's fun.
It's all right. I mean, it's getting out on the pontoon boat.
I'm always afraid. You see the things with the pontoon boat. Are you afraid like the gator's just gonna like hop up there and bite your leg off? You're not afraid about that?
I have some experience with this.
Share it, please.
Now,
summer, I'll pop over the mesquite barbecue.
This past summer, I went on a bayou tour.
Uh-huh.
And with a fella right there in the bayou, probably related to the Zapps. And it was a gator tour. You go out there on... It was an airboat, not a pontoon boat. That was the worst thing that ever happened.
I broke my finger, in fairness.
When did you break your finger?
I broke my finger playing basketball. I told you this.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't listen to you.
Broken finger. finger.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's horrible. Yeah. Tom's got a broken finger.
He doesn't listen, folks.
He couldn't open the bag. He had to hand the bag.
I hand the bag over to Magic, which may be the first time in your life someone's handed you something to open.
Yeah. I'm out there on the airboat.
Mm-hmm.
And
the airboat is the pontoon boat?
Yes, it's not a pontoon. It's an airboat.
Okay.
You know, the thing with the big fan on the back. That's
yes.
How you get them right.
Yeah.
And we're going to see the gators. And you know how they get the gators?
I don't.
Marshmallows.
Not.
Yeah.
Really?
The gators like marshmallows.
Shut the front door. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Marshmallows?
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
No.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be like a chicken, like they're throwing a chicken into the water. No.
Yeah.
Marshmallows. And then the guy goes, yeah, 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 like that. And then the gators come out of nowhere to eat the marshmallows.
Come on.
Yeah, they're like, they're best basically domestic gators. It was very disappointing.
Like just campfire marshmallows? Like what? Thrown on an end of a rope or a
fishing? No.
Fishing?
Yeah, he's got a bag of them. He takes them. He whips them out into the water. They land in the water with a splunch, and the gators come and
The gators want marshmallows?
They love marshmallows. And he says, well, they are marsh animals. And nobody laughed.
Yeah.
And then he goes, they like marshmallows.
Which you like.
Which I liked a lot.
Yeah. They're marsh animals. They like marshmallows. Yeah.
So they were basically just like domestic gators out there in the bayou. So no, I don't. I think they're probably shy creatures. You tried the mesquite barbecue. You didn't care for it.
I mean, I don't want to color your opinion with my own. Mine own.
It tastes a little smoky. I wonder if that's the mesquite thing.
That is the mesquite, boy.
But again, it's not. It's lacking.
The last bag Nick sent us, and we're grateful, Nick. Don't think that we aren't. It's a tough draw. Zapp's got a tough draw. But we love the fact that we have a box of Louisiana's own Zapp's potato chips at our door.
No, I should before we conclude here, because we're just about done, if you want to send snacks to Mates Worldwide Headquarters, you can. Send them to 163 Amsterdam Avenue, P.O. Box 135, New York, New York, 10023.
I was just doing some background music.
Right? I liked it.
Yeah. Now, I just opened the salt and vinegar, and I like it in the way I like the dill.
Uh-huh.
This is the last bag of cholesterol and trans fat free Zapp's potato chips.
No.
Not for you?
No. I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
A lot of people are doing salt and vinegar very well.
That's true.
And the thing that I look for in salt and vinegar is a really tangy, pungent vinegar taste.
Uh-huh.
To me, they're coming up short.
Okay. You know the salt and vinegar that I prefer, Magic?
Kettle.
Miss Vicky's.
Oh, Miss Vicky's.
Big fan of how... that stuff will just... They'll burn the inside of your mouth.
That's what I want.
You have half a bag, you're like, oh, I've got canker sores.
That's what I want.
That's what you want.
I want to walk away with canker sores and herpes.
Ratings?
Ratings.
Ratings!
Ratings! Well...
Okay.
It's been a sad day here at Mates. One, because we had to acknowledge our own human
shortcomings.
We had to issue our first ever apology, which we don't like to do.
Was that our first apology?
I think so.
I mean, I feel like we owe a billion apologies left, right, and center, but this is the first time we've fessed up.
We owe many apologies.
Right, agreed.
We've issued one.
Okay. So good for us, you know?
Good for us.
For not breaking. We bend, I guess. We don't break. But this time we broke. The fault was ours. We fessed up. We apologize. We're sorry. We apologize to both the viewers and again the
good people at Kettle.
They're not viewers and the good people at Kettle.
And I feel we don't owe Zapp's an apology.
I feel a little bit we do.
But
you know we're so gung ho on the Kettle, and then we thought, well, you know, we need to do a chip because we wasted a whole chip episode, so we pull Zapp's out of the Mates Worldwide headquarter holding tank. And Zapp's is like, come on, man. We're just a little mom-and-pop organization down there in Louisiana.
But the thing is, Kettle is a little organization. Kettle's not...
Yeah, Kettle's a can-do as well, you know? And Kettle, you know, they roll up their sleeves and they're working like crazy and it's paying off for them. And Zapp's is watching golf.
Yeah.
So, more power to them. I mean, to the boys there, down there in Ron's room, we salute you. Keep at it. And we know they will.
What I'm banking on is the next generation of Zapps. You know,
if there's a little Ronnie Zapp, you know, or a little Annie Zapp in there who's going to inherit the family business, I would like to see what comes with 20 years worth of hard work.
Yeah, look, Zapps isn't going anywhere. Zapps is established. Zapps is a good chip.
Yeah, it bears repeating. Oh, you just repeated it, so now I don't have to. It's a good chip.
But it's not a great chip. I don't want to beat around the bush. I don't want to finesse it.
You don't want to beat around the bush?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to finesse it.
You don't want to finesse it?
I just want to give them their rating.
Yep.
Six.
Six.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.